Hello fam, this is our Vault Radio Podcast with the Radio Apprentice.
Guess what? I was intentionally looking for a sound that doesn't really sound sad. Okay, I'm really sorry I've been away. I've been playing politics. No, I've been talking politics. And that's because we need to survive. I need to be happy to be able to tell you stories, right? So we decided to take a break and go ask the government what they're doing. Yeah. But then you're always in my heart, and I always remember that I have to tell you as my day goes on. Now, this is quite brief and simple, but then it's something you might relate to. Perhaps if you've had friends and family members who try to speak more than they act, I'll say this on the basis of you're having a conversation with someone. It's supposed to be a meaningful conversation. But then this person skips the part where they fit into the conversation, but they focus on the part where they try to let you know that they are very intelligent and they are smart and they're everything that you're not. Or maybe you are, and that's the reason why they're talking to you, right? So I had this experience speaking to someone. And guess what? I'm a kind of person that likes to dive into different conversations. Trust me. I don't try to go all deep into things that you're not comfortable with. And also, I'm sure that you don't want to dive deep into things you feel like I won't be comfortable with at a time, because we need to get used to talking before we can talk about other things that tends to be too close to your heart. Now, trying to drive a conversation, this person took their time in trying to lecture me on how intelligent and smart they are. And this person took their time as well to tell me how they're very selective of the people they keep in their circle, which is a very good thing. Then this person tends to have some personality attributes that they need some other people to have for them to acknowledge them, whatever that means. Now, I'm trying to say that imagine that you like to read books and you like to listen to a particular kind of music. You like to see a particular kind of movie. You like to talk in a certain way. And then you just want people who listen to your kind of music, read books as you read, listen to watch your kind of movies, speak the way you talk the way you talk, and probably have your kind of understanding. It's very difficult. Okay? Very difficult. Now, it's ideal that you learn to appreciate people for who they are and what they can bring to you. And that's the part where you tend to say that friendship is transactional these days. Well, the word transactional has become a word used to define something very ugly, especially if your emotions are way beyond facts. But that's a talk for another day. Now, it's ideal that you understand people in different ways and times. And that's the reason why not everybody will listen to your kind of music. Not everybody will see your kind of movies. Not everybody will talk the way you talk. Not everybody will understand the way you understand. And not everybody sees you as the way you see yourself. The most important part. But now, you ask yourself, what is more important to you? And then when you find out what's more important to you, that's what you're looking out in people. And guess what? Variety makes the meal better. Okay? We can't keep consuming rice and stew every day, jollof rice the next day. What other things do you do with rice? Quite boring, right? You have to mix up other things to make your diet great. Even with preparing that particular food, you have to add other things, some dribbles here and there to make it exquisite, which makes it more entertaining for you going forward. Now, having people with different understanding of life and other things that will not complicate your sense of reasoning and give you mental issues is not a bad idea. Condemning people for the kind of music they love to listen to, the kind of books they love to read, and if they don't like to read books, the kind of movies they like to see, the kind of conversations they like to have, that doesn't really make you a better person. That doesn't really make you a smart person. And then to crown it all up, struggling so hard to let a person know that you're smart, you're intelligent, without waiting for a conversation to come up for you to prove yourself, it becomes more of a problem. And that brings me to the part where I would think that you need counseling. Because you have a problem, you should see a doctor. Here's why. If you're not going to bring up a conversation, a meaningful conversation that will enable us exchange knowledge and understanding and put out something good in course of trying to push amazing commentary, and all you're doing in absence of a conversation is to keep reminding the person you're talking to of how smart and intelligent you are with zero provocation, then there's a problem. Because when the need for you to prove that you're intelligent and smart, you can't prove it because you've raised the bar so high that you don't even know the personality of the person you're talking to. Most smart people don't tend to rule it out until you invite them into a conversation where they have to put out their opinion. Then you see how wonderful they are. Well, most people want to sell themselves in trying to let you know that they are big on this thing, but they do it when they are provoked too. Okay, it's okay that you have to prove yourself when you're provoked. Let the person know that you're not out here to take shit because you're way above their level. Intellectually, your capacity is too high for them to manage. So it's okay for you to do that when you're provoked too. When there's time for you to establish that. Don't make the conversation with someone so boring that all the things you talk about is how smart, how intelligent, how this, how that, and how you want people to be on the same level with you, because you're trying to let the person know that this is where you are. You don't have to struggle to do that. People tend to perceive you from a distance, and when you talk, they take as much as they want to take. Your body language gives off as much as any intelligent person wants to accept. And that should be much of it. If you struggle to put yourself out there trying to let someone know that you're very smart, then you're not that smart. Then you're not. Because that's you selling off everything even before the market starts to sell. I'm just saying, you probably sold it so cheap that you didn't wait for the price cap to come out. That's what I'm trying to say right now. Okay, now let's take a break, okay? I'm not trying to throw stones. I'm only trying to create an understanding. And guess what? It's a conversation I just had and I decided to share with you. But then, we're not going to pass without me saying, I'll keep you up to date for the next one, right? Let's switch back to politics. Very important.
This is Arvo Radio Podcast.